Good morning.
Good morning.
So, in the beginning, God created. That's really that story of Genesis. It says that God created all living things. And he also made mankind in his likeness. So when we look in Psalms chapter 19, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." So in the beginning, God created. So God created this material world that we all see. We look outside, we see nature. You know, I'm a big fan of the nature channels. I love watching the animals, the myriad of designs that God created. I also love watching the planetary documentaries that look out into the stars and the heavens and the Hubble telescope that go deep, deep into space, you know, looking millions and millions of light years away and just seeing the amazing creation of God. So God created this material world to declare his presence. What can we create that even comes close? But yet we keep trying as a species, as a people, to match his accomplishments. And with all of our technological accomplishments, nothing comes even close to God's creation. So what are we really meant to create in this world when God says, you know, be fruitful and multiply? Multiply what? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, Paul says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us." So what he's really saying is, we not only are created in his image, we bear God's image, and we bear his image to the world. So does what we create by our lives represent God to a hurting world? In 1 Corinthians 7, it says, "But each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, the other one has that." Do you know you have a gift? And do you know what that gift is? In Romans 12, it says, "For each of us has one body with many members, and those members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance to your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." So value the gift that you've been given. And also, don't compare that gift. In 1 Corinthians, it says there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. For we were all baptized by one Spirit as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If there were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. So when a king or a country sends off an ambassador to a specific country with a unique set of directions, he sends that ambassador off as his representatives, as his image of that country. God sends us off every day as his ambassador to a hurting world. We need to see ourselves in every situation as God's representative, as his hands and heart to act on this earth. And blessed be the word of God.
As we continue, I like the Message Bible. So I'm going to read the scripture as written in the Message. And as I read, I want you to think about this scripture in a different way. And what does it mean for you personally? God created human beings. He created them godlike. Now that's scary. Reflecting God's nature, that's even scarier. He created them male and female, and God blessed them. God said, prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, and take charge. Take charge, and I'm adding this, this is a Renaism. Take charge in your own way according to the gifts that you have been blessed with. God created us in God's image. And according to John Calvin, that means that the force of God's word is not meant to be transient. Here today and then poof, gone tomorrow. But God's word is meant to take root in our nature and constantly bear fruit. To be infused in our natures, in my nature, in your nature, in your nature. And imagine what the world would be like if God's nature were truly rooted and planted in our natures. In this homily, I want to focus on that phrase, that command, to be fruitful and multiply. According to the dictionary, being fruitful is defined as abundantly productive. So God said, be productive. So abundantly productive. So much to be abundant. That's more than just being productive. That means so much being abundantly fruitful. To be fruitful and multiply, God commanded. The word multiply does not simply mean to produce children, which is what I used to think. But I have learned since that that multiplying also means to grow in character, to grow in spirit. I get emotional, so just excuse me, okay? Because as scary as I look back on my life, and I look back on how my character has changed, how my spirit has changed because of the way God has worked in my life, it's very special for me. The word to be fruitful and multiply. To grow in character and spirit means to bring the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. I think most of us pray that every day, don't we? It means to bring the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. And the more we use our gifts and let them touch others, then the more they multiply. If we are to bear fruit and multiply, we need to be set in a strong foundation, and we must share the gifts that God has given us. We have to be planted in soil that is has good drainage and that is full of nutrients. Ben shared with us a few minutes ago the word of God, and I see God's word as that soil. There are several kinds of soil. There's clay soil, there's silt, there's sandy soil, there's loamy soil. Loamy soil is a combination of sand, clay, and silt that's in proper balance. That's what God's word is, that good, loamy soil that nourishes and supports almost all kinds of fruit and plants. So, if we are to be fruitful and multiply, what do we do? I'm going to mention a few things that some ways that many of you are being fruitful and multiplying. And I'm not going to call out everybody. I've warned those whose names I'm going to call out here, so nobody's going to be surprised. Ben also mentioned all the gifts we have been given and blessed with. There is the gift of hospitality. I have truly enjoyed, and so have some of you, the pig pickings at Jerry and Debbie Miller's house. Yum, yum. And they always, they know my husband, they save for him those deep-fried skins because they know he loves them. The gift of hospitality has been shared by so many of the ladies who work so hard as members of our hospitality ministry, the fruits of which you will experience today at the close of this service. The gift of music, shared by Drew this morning, shared by Matthew Bunn with us. I like to call out our youth. Shared by the Lynch Boys in their bands at school and with us here at Covenant. The gift of computer and editing skills, Cindy McCracken, for years produced our newsletter. Mark, who's trying to help us old people who have trouble with computers understand how to use the new scheduling software. The gift of architectural knowledge. I don't see Mike Ramsey here today, but what would we have done? What would our building committee have done if Mike had not shared his gift of architectural knowledge as we worked with the building committee to develop and improve the concept of our building expansion? One that's dear to my heart, the gift of teaching and a love for our children. Some of you are teaching Sunday school, serving as greeters at Worship and Wonder, storytellers in Worship and Wonder. And if you haven't used this gift, we all have the gift. We all love children. We all can teach something. If you are not using that gift right now, you are missing the opportunity to get to know our children, Aiden and Emmy and Avery and Addie and Alina and Luke and so many. And Tess, we need you to share that gift of teaching and your love for our children. The gift of youth leadership. Is Eli here, or did y'all scare him away? Because I said, okay. Eli, the gift of leadership, youth leading, serving as a youth deacon. Not only Eli, but other youth in our congregation serving as youth deacons. Eli also serving in a leadership role at the regional level. You see the soil that our gifts have been planted in, the way we are nurturing and developing our youth to be leaders and to serve, not only in this congregation, but outside of it. The gift of service in this congregation, as members of our many boards and ministries and committees. Again, I'm making a plug. I'm sorry, I can't help it. We need you to serve on these boards and ministries. So when you are asked to serve, and believe me, I'm going to be asking you, I want you to prayerfully consider saying yes, because we need you. Another gift that is so dear to my heart, and another one that's so helpful for us old people, the gift of yoga. Every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:15, Rebecca Davis, shares with us and works with us these creaky bones and joints to stretch. Some not so old like Mark. But every Thursday, she commits to facilitating that class. She even has us being silly, leaning back going, That's what we do, part of what we do during yoga. And I have, want to show you something about the fruits and our gifts as fruit. Now, some of these are familiar for you and some aren't. Everybody knows what these are. And this is a metaphor for our fruit. This one you can pretty much remember what it tastes like, and it's kind of obvious. But this one, this gift, if you don't peel back that outer covering, you will never taste this gift. So how many of you have your gift hidden beneath an outer covering, a peel like this orange? Aiden's calling on his father. And what about this gift? I will not eat a banana that looks like this. This is a gift that is not being used, or it's being used ineffectively. And what's happening to it? It's boiling. It's turning to rot. It's going to be difficult for this gift to be fruitful and multiply. What about this one? Anybody know what this is? What? Cactus. This is a cactus pad. Now, if you look at it, it looks ugly. You know, it's not very tasteful. But think about being stuck in the desert, and you come upon a cactus plant. So what is the gift contained in this cactus plant? Water. You're in the desert, and you're thirsty. Water. And that's how our gifts are. Sometimes they're plainly seen. Sometimes we cover them up. Sometimes they look strange, and you think, how could that be a gift? Well, there's water in the desert. So again, we all have our gifts. But sometimes we're reluctant to share. We're afraid to share. I'm going to close with one last gift. And I don't see Andrew Chen here, but our own Dr. Andrew Chen. We're friends on Facebook as well, and so he shared something last week that I listened to. He was a keynote speaker at a conference of mathematicians. He's a math whiz, but he teaches law at UNC Chapel Hill. What he ended his presentation with was a charge to the participants at that workshop. He said to these math geniuses, you need to speak truth to power. Speak boldly and speak truth to the law. So I ask you, how can we as Christians not use our gifts to speak truth to power? How can we not? How can we as Christians not use our gifts to speak boldly about the social justice issues that we see not being fulfilled as Christians ought to? And how can we as Christians not use our gifts to speak truth to law and policy as being developed and implemented today? So, I'll leave you again with this challenge as Christians. What are you going to do? You're going to, say it with me, be fruitful and multiply. Amen.